In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I am very excited because we're going to baptize 8 beautiful souls this morning. And each one of them has a story with miracles and faithfulness. We have little baby Gwen, who after she was born got very sick, and we rushed to the hospital and we were all frightened and we prayed a lot, and now she is healthy and rosy-cheeked and blooming and beautiful. I did the wedding of Luke's mom and dad, baby Luke, and at that wedding was their friend Brad and his 2 sons, Ryan and Jason, who saw the church and thought about it, and now baby Luke is getting baptized along with their best friend and his 2 sons, and it happens to be their mom's birthday, so it's a good birthday present. And then we have a beautiful family, a remarkable couple from Springfield, who have adopted 3 beautiful children. They were siblings, and we actually did a blessing of the family for them just a few months ago. And here they are, the McVeighs. They said they were just gonna bring a few family members, maybe 30. In the gospel for today, Jesus has talked a long time about the bread of life, and some of the disciples have gotten tired. They don't understand what's going on, they've gotten frustrated, and some of them leave. And Jesus looks at Peter and the other disciples and he says, "Are you going to leave too?" Throughout the centuries, the church has thought of the first Christian as being Peter, because he's the first one to speak the truth about who Jesus was and is for us. It's Peter who says, "Lord, where could we go? You are the Holy One. You have the words of eternal life." In the year 200 AD, there was a priest by the name of Hippolytus who recorded the first Christian worship service, and it was a service of baptism. And in that service, the priest asked the ones who were being baptized 3 times to renounce evil and 3 times to affirm their faith in Christ. This was modeled after Peter. Do you remember that Peter denies Jesus 3 times when Jesus is being taken to the cross? And then, after the resurrection, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." And then Jesus asks again, "Do you love me?" And Peter says, "Yes, Lord, I love you." And Jesus says, "Tend my lambs." And then a third time, Jesus asks Peter, "Do you love me?" And Peter's getting frustrated. I love Peter. He was such a bumbler. Like all of us, right? He says, "Yes, Lord, you know I love you." And Jesus says again, "Tend my sheep." And so, from the earliest recorded documents of the church, these very questions were asked that we will ask today. Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of evil that rebel against God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? We will ask 3 questions to renounce evil. And all of you are to be reminded of who you are. It may seem to you that the world is just chaotic and the government's a mess and things are a mess, but if you look with spiritual eyes, you can see that this world is full of darkness. And it is your job to pursue the light and to bring the light into the world. It is your job to begin at your baptism and to walk a path of discipleship. We have a special guest this morning. His name is Khalil Osiris. You can see him vested up here because he is a Baptist minister. Khalil was incarcerated for 20 years. And in prison, he could have blamed everyone for what had happened to him. But instead, he began to pray and discover that it was up to him to find within the freedom that God had given him. He would later write that his cell was his teacher and the prison his university. He learned what it means to renounce evil and follow Christ. He has since gotten his master's from Boston University and has spent the last decade in South Africa teaching many, many people about how freedom really looks like and how to follow Christ. In your pews, you will see that there is a flyer. I want you to pick it up. It has purple on it. Three bands of purple. When you were baptized, God invited you into the church. But that was only the beginning of your journey. The staff and I, using very simple icons in this world of technology, have tried to show you the path to discipleship here at the cathedral. Look at it and find out where you are. Are you a visitor? Maybe you're not sure what you believe. Have you joined the church? Have you found a ministry that makes your heart sing? Today is called Rally Day, and I like to call it a spiritual buffet. Do you know how you go to a buffet restaurant and you walk over and there are these tables full of this great food, right? But you can't take all of it. You have to pick what you want. All over this building, you will see evidence of many different kinds of ministries, and you will see people wearing funny costumes and t-shirts. There's also a lot of fun stuff, like a water slide and cotton candy. Wander this building as you would wander a buffet. Ask God, where are you calling me to serve? Jesus asks us over and over again, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Love is not a feeling. Love is something that you do. You answer God by serving and giving and worshiping and finding out your place in this beautiful body of Christ. Welcome to Rally Day. Let us all celebrate the gift of freedom that we've been given in Christ. Amen. And now, all of you guys, are you ready to be baptized? I want to invite up all of the